Shall we turn back to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 25. For he must reign until he put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that is annulled is death. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says that all things are put in subjection, it is evident that it is except him who put all things in subjection to him. But when all things have been brought into subjection to him, then the Son also himself shall be placed in subjection to him who put all things in subjection to him, that God may be all in all. The book of Revelation 21. The latter clause of verse 3. Rather, read the whole verse. I heard a loud voice out of the heavens saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall not exist any more, nor grief, nor cry, nor distress shall exist any more, for the former things have passed away. And behold, and he said, that he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. These are very precious scriptures in connection with what we had today. And I trust that the Spirit of God will leave a little impression upon my heart and yours. Because as we talk about eternal matters, they're weighty. They're weighty, they're eternal. They cannot be spoken of in regard to being exhausted in time, for they're eternal. If you notice in scripture, there are very few scriptures that speak of eternity. Very few. We've got a ton load of scriptures about the millennial. We've got scriptures relating to the present day in which we find ourselves. But when it comes to eternity, there's a matter of brevity in the Word of God. There must be a reason why. Because eternity is going to be a matter of what is experienced. We're going to get there. And it will take all eternity to experience eternity. One songwriter says, after 1,000,000 years have passed in that glorious place, the song of praise would just have begun. Can you imagine? What a scene. Where there will be no end to the experience of being at home with God. God all and in all. We talked about death being annulled. In the death of Christ, Satan's power has been put down. But you know, death still has its activity among us. It took a dear young brother from among you not too long ago. We all felt it very keenly. The pain of it. But it is a vehicle, a vessel to transport us from here to the presence of the Lord. Yes, we weep. We feel it. But it looks forward, as we've been looking at today, to the matter of resurrection. When, as we closed, death will be swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, show me your sting. Where is it? Oh, grave, show me your victory. No wonder, as I mentioned earlier this morning, that Shammah was so concerned about defending the truth of resurrection against the Philistines that he stood up as the troop was gathered there around the plot of lentil. He defended it. Oh, that as we leave here today, there might be an urgency, a sense of renewed vigor and energy to defend, or rather to hold steadfastly to the truths that were opened up to us, the truth of resurrection. Because if it's lost, then we are, as all men, most miserable. Then our hopes are in vain. But we stand this evening, this afternoon, in the blessed realization that all that Christ has done has absolutely changed the picture for us. We leave here with the prospect of glory. That when we are moved from here, we are being moved into a scene of glory where Christ is, but we're also being moved in conditions of glory. Bodies of glory. We can't take it, can we? Because we know these human, frail bodies of ours that are constantly under decay, and we feel it very keenly. Every day I wake up, there is a new ache, and I'm sure it's the same with you. But in the body of glory, like that of the Lord Jesus, there will be an eternal scene of bliss. Brethren, this is exciting. You know, the world knows nothing about this. This is our little secret. This is our secret, exclusive to us. So I read, as a contingent to what we read in verses 55, 56, 57, I read verse 25 down. Because what is happening is that the close of the scene, this present scene, is brought before us where death ceases to be. I like to think of it this way. Death has died. Death has died. Can you imagine? This terror that has terrorized us from the moment Eve gave in to the serpent up to today, and who knows how much longer, has terrorized us that it is going to die. Yes, it is. But he first must reign. God is going to set him up in this very scene where he has been rejected, set at naught, despised, condemned to die, to bear the suffering of man, and then to bear the suffering of God concerning sin. In this scene, God is going to establish his kingdom.